This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegenbusch wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.
Oh, a very good late afternoon to you. I'm Jack Kramer on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports. It's a splendid day for district championship action from Versailles. Cedarville Indians, Rushi Raiders, two clubs which played last year at Cedarville U for a regional title in Division 7. Rushi won that contest by a score of 11-0 in five innings. It simply was not Cedarville's day, as Rushi scored just four earned runs of those 11. Good pitching on that particular afternoon by Rushi. Cedarville didn't get its first hit till 11 outs had been recorded. The contest, as I mentioned, lasted just five. Cedarville came darn close to getting its first ever trip to the state Final Four, but fell to Rushi 11-0. It's a rematch here for a district championship at Versailles today. It should be a fine game. Rushi 14-12. Raiders have won six of their last nine, and Cedarville on the campaign is 15-8. This Indians team has won four of five, had a five-game win streak in April, a four-game win streak spanning April and May. And Cedarville has played up all season long, going up against a number of programs significantly larger: Miami Trace, Blanchester, Fairfield down in Butler County, Kettering Alter, Chillicothe. And in the OHC, you've got the likes of Mechanicsburg and West Jeff. They are still in, highly ranked. They played in the other half of the OHC, as this club, Cedarville, won its division, winning every game, beating each opponent twice in its division, and losing to West Jeff and Mechanicsburg, as well as West Liberty. But head coach Trevor Creedon, in year number two, has put together a fine program. There's still no seniors, a young club. It was last year. It is again this season. But the players who've returned are experienced. Six position players who started 1 year ago for Cedarville are back in this game here today against Arushi. Arushi Raiders don't need much of an introduction. What a stretch of victories by Arushi. 100 wins over a four-year span before last season. In the campaign a year ago, Arushi went 18-12. Has had a state championship, four total trips to the state Final Four. Arushi was beaten last year by Minster in the state semifinal 5-3. Rebuilding season of sorts for Arushi. Raiders playing their best ball of the year. So is Cedarville. Should be an outstanding game. The starting pitcher for Cedarville 1 year ago against Arushi was Xavier Pauling. The starter here today for Cedarville is Zach Creedon. Creedon, Pauling, 1A, 1B, both really good stuff. Two fine pitchers. And on the bump is Cooper Unverfirth. He and Maddox Gubo have been lighting it up all year on the mound for Arushi. They are 1A, 1B. You can reverse that if you'd like. Gubo coming off a one-hitter for the Arushi Raiders in the previous outing, a district semifinal, a game we covered this past Tuesday. 7-0 triumph over Mississinawa. A 12-strikeout performance by Gubo as Arushi won it 7-0. Cedarville got a terrific two-hitter, a shutout, 3-0 win over Legacy Christian behind the throwing of Xavier Pauling, and he threw in the rain. It was misting, drizzling the entire contest, won by Cedarville at home against Legacy on Tuesday, 3-0. Both teams coming off fine shutout victories. Should be one heck of a game here tonight between the Cedarville Indians and the Arushi Raiders. I'll return with more. We'll take a look at the starting lineups when I come back. Jack Kramer here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Arushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7. Serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
It is splendid in terms of weather, gorgeous high sky, bright blue ceiling here at Versailles, no chance of rain, a slight breeze blowing out, beautifully groomed park here at Versailles High School. It looks like a college complex. Grass is neatly cut, cropped short. It's plush, it's thick. Of course, we've had plenty of rain, it should be, but it is immaculate. Whoever takes care of the grounds here at Versailles does a tremendous job, that is for sure. Short porches down both lines, less than 320 to each foul pole, but boy, it widens out fast, very deep to the power alleys, in excess of 360, 389 to straightaway center here at Versailles. Scoreboard high above the fence in deep center, right center field. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to one of our great underwriting sponsors, and that's Francis Schulte Company in Rushi. It offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Speaking of building components, there are some for these two teams here today, that's for sure. Pitching is critical. First pitch strike. Get ahead of hitters, and on defense, you've got to limit the blunders. Cedarville didn't do that last year. Missed a pop-up early on. It was near the first base bag. Two or three infielders looked at each other. No one snared the fly ball. Rushi got two quick runs. It snowballed, and Rushi went on to beat Cedarville 11-0 in that game. Each team has got to limit the defensive mistakes and first pitch strikes from these two pitchers here today. So critical. Two good ones going at it. Might be a low-scoring affair. Zach Creedon on the bump for the Cedarville Indians. Outstanding campaign for him. 32 innings, 36 strikeouts. ERA of 2.2. He's a right-hander, as is Cooper Unverfirth for the Rushi Raiders. 1.4 ERA, 59 Ks, 38 innings for Cooper. Those are key building components for these two teams, just as Francis Schulte and Rushi offers you high-quality building components. Key building components, which open the doors to success for these two teams, Cedarville and Rushi. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. gratitude to Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office to make an appointment at 937-498-7282, 498-7282. And for more info, go online, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans, plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Arushi's seeking, I think, district championship 8 or 9 in the 12-year tenure of head coach Kevin Flippo. He got to the state finals back in 2017, lost to Minster, won it several years ago when he had a great class of young players, a fine mix of freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. That club steamrolled, beating Newark Catholic and then Van Wert Lincolnview 10-4 after beating Newark by a run. And as I noted, four straight regional titles for Rushi. Cedarville got a taste of the state final 4 years ago, was on the edge, needed that regional title win over Rushi to get there, fell just short. And head coach Trevor Creedon's team hopes to get two Canton and Akron this season. Again, conditions ideal. Best weather we've had in 9 or 10 days here in West Central Ohio, thanks to listeners all over the region, including those from Cedarville and Rushi, who have joined us for all the play-by-play and color of this game here tonight. District championship on the line in D7. It is Rushi and Cedarville. I'm Jack Kramer. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Votkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Votkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenhardT.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Welcome back here to Versailles High School. I'm Jack Kramer. It is a gorgeous night for a district championship game. Glad you could join us. Here are your starting lineups for the visiting team, the Rushi Raiders. Leading off, left fielder senior Michael Voisard. Batting second, third baseman sophomore Evan Smith. Third, the pitcher senior Cooper Unverfirth. Batting fourth, the center fielder a senior Maddox Gubo. Then sophomore Grant Bergman, the right fielder. Sam Pringer, junior catcher, then hits. Batting seventh, Parker Lloyd, sophomore first baseman. Eighth, second baseman, a soft Quinn Hoying. Batting ninth is the DH, a freshman, Eli Chappie. As Chappie hits for Leo Counts, senior shortstop for Rushi. For the Cedarville Indians, here's how the lineup goes. Tavin Baldwin opens up. He is the third baseman, a sophomore. Baldwin leads off the order for the Indians. Zach Creedon, the pitcher, a junior, bats second. Xavier Pauling, shortstop, junior, hits third. Then Wyatt Percival, second baseman, sophomore, in the cleanup. Cooper Hardy, first baseman, junior, fifth. Hudson Pauling, Xavier's younger brother, freshman, right fielder, bats. Maddox Rogers, catcher, a freshman. Sawyer Schroll, center fielder, a junior, hits eighth. And Dane Hart, center fielder, a junior, bats ninth. Pretty young Cedarville team, not a senior on the roster. Indians start five juniors, two sophomores, a couple freshmen. Rushi begins four seniors in the opening lineup, a junior, four softs, and one frosh. Again, a couple of very good right-handers on the bump here for this game. It could very well be low-scoring, 2-1, 3-2. There will be a lot of small ball, a bunch of bunts. You can count on that for certain. Both teams have been introduced, each club heading to their respective baselines. Cedarville, the third base path, as the Indians exit their dugout. Rushi from the first base dugout to the first base path as we salute America with our national anthem, allowing us to return with more. We'll have the first pitch. It's upcoming next. Rushi Cedarville here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693 6325, The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Raider, here's an indeed Cedarville home. Indians in the field first, and junior right-hander Zach Creedon is on the bump. He winds and fires. The first pitch of this game to Michael Voisard, leadoff hitter for Rushi, is outside for a ball. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Creedon usually fashions excellent control. This pitch is low, and it's 2-0 on Voisard. Left-hand batter, tall, rangy hitter, every bit of 6'4", 6'5", looks at a strike above the belt on the outside half, and it is two balls, a strike, 2-1 in Voisard. Outfield is very deep and right. He cuts right through a Creedon fastball, and it's 2-2. Slight wind blowing out to center. The signage out there reads 389 feet. It will take a poke. 2-2 pitch to Voisard, cracked on the ground, appalling it short. Nice routine play, gobbles it up. Voisard gets down the line in a hurry. Oh, it's close. Out by an eyelash. Voisard was speedy down the line. Pauling didn't charge aggressively. Oh, my goodness, it was tight. Nearly a tie. That would have gone to the runner. But Voisard was just about ready to plant that stride foot on the bag when Pauling's throw from medium depth to shortstop hit the glove of first baseman Cooper Hardy. One down on the ground out from 6-3. Here is Smith. Hitting for Rushi, a ball, a strike, the count on him. Evan Smith, fine season, very good sophomore, 320 batting average. Voisard was up to 325, by the way. Curveball from Creedon, low and outside, 2-1, two balls, a strike. Top of the first inning, one out for Rushi, no score. Smith looks one over, Creedon zipped a fastball through the heart of the plate to even it up at 2-2. Here's the two-ball, two-strike pitch. Third baseman for Cedarville retreats a step or two. As Baldwin had been up, that pitch missed off the inside corner. We're full up now for Smith, the second batter for the Raiders. Left foot is even with the front edge of the plate. He swings on a curveball and spanks a humpback liner into center field for a base hit. The ball lit on the grass just beyond the infield dirt. Nice piece of hitting by Smith, who kept the hands back and stroked a single to center. Off-speed delivery from Creedon. Smith aboard. He is a threat to steal. Here's Cooper Unverfurth, the Rushi pitcher. He's also played a lot of shortstop and caught this year. 465 batting average, and he was the Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year. He takes a low curveball, 1-0. He draws a lot of walks, strikes out infrequently. I think only six or seven times all year has Unverfurth whiffed. Smith gets the lead at first. Infield double play depth in the middle of the diamond. Throw to first gets away. It's a wild one, but it travels just beyond the first base coach for the Raiders, hustling after it quickly, Cooper Hardy for Cedarville. As Smith dove back in, did not have a chance to get up and dash to second. He stayed right there. Here is the pitch to Unverfurth. Winding is Creedon. And it's low and away, well out of the strike zone. That takes the count to 2-1, or is it 3-1? 2-0 is the count, my mistake. And there is a ball to Unverfurth, and now it's 3-0. I got preoccupied with Smith at first base. 3-0 count on Cooper. Smith at first with a lead of 6 or 7 feet. There's a strike at the belt on the outside half as Creedon poured one in there. 3-1 on Unverfurth. He's got outstanding power to left center, center, and right center. Smith with the lead. That's down. Unverfurth the board. We have two on. Rushi threatens here in the first. Base on balls for Cooper Unverfurth. Here is Maddox Gubo, who threw the one-hitter on Tuesday. Gubo playing center field here today, 244 by way of batting average. He does the splits at home plate. Right foot near the rear of the box, left foot close to the front edge. Feet spread wide apart. There's a strike called at the letters on the outside corner. Nothing and one on Gubo. Two runners on for Rushi. One out, top of the first. Creedon looks back at second. Curveball nubbed off the end of the bat. First baseline foul. That was a pool cue shot to the first baseman Hardy. And the count on Voisard, nothing and two. So important in these situations in high school baseball for the batter to put the ball in play and move the runners up. Gubo hitting cleanup, wasn't up there to bunt. He's swinging away now for sure. And he golfs a fly ball to medium depth right center. Center fielder off and running. Wynn carries it, and he does not catch it. Everybody moves up a base. Bases are full. Voisard with a fly ball single to right center. The Sunfield here at Versailles tonight is center, left, shortstop, third base. You wouldn't think right center, but the center fielder did have to look out of the corner of his right eye at the sun. A late gallop by Sawyer Schroll. It was catchable, and he did not get the glove on it. It fell beyond him. Rushi base runners held tightly, and now they're loaded with one down. Here is a strike called to the new hitter, Grant Bergman, sophomore, right fielder, .235 batting average for Bergman. A fly ball single should have been caught. Let's see if Rushi can take advantage. Strike two right down the center. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Bergman. Runners lead. Here's the pitch by Creedon. Uh-oh, it nipped the hitter on the thigh. It was well inside, and it clipped the left leg of Bergman. Hit the pitch. Mistake by Creedon ahead in the count. And he plunks Bergman. A run is in for Rushi. They're still loaded. Raiders lead 1-0. Here's Sam Pringer, the catcher. Oftentimes, you don't safety squeeze with a force at home. But we will see a lot of bunts in this game. Pringer has been making good contact here in the month of May for Rushi. His batting average is up to .264. He looks at a throw from the pitcher Creedon upstairs, ball one. Rushi has tallied a run, a couple of hits, and a hit batsman. Pringer bends at the plate, eyes a pitch on the outside corner. It's a strike. Three on for Rushi, a run in. Creedon works quickly. Pringer takes off the plate inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, a strike on Pringer. Creedon got the ball back from his catcher. Throws again. Hard ground ball left side. Through into left field. In the 5-6 hole. Here's the throw toward the plate. very late, not cut off. Runners are parked at first and second for Rushi, and the Raiders get a ground ball single to left off the bat of Sam Pringer. Big clutch hit with two away. It was right in that hole between third and short, and it plates two to give Rushi a 3-0 lead. Here is Parker Lloyd. He is in to hit for Rushi, still one out. Runners at first and second. Yeah, don't be surprised if Rushi lays one down right here. Infield, double play depth, middle of the diamond, check swing foul off the bat of Lloyd, and it's a strike. A big clutch single by Sam Pringer. If I said that it was a two-out hit, I was mistaken. It was a one-out base hit, but a clutch base knock by him. Here's an emergency swing by Lloyd. Tries to hold back. No dice. It's a strike. Parker Lloyd hitting from the right side for the Rushi Raiders. 250 on the season. Here's Creedon's throw. Center cut in the middle of the plate. Lloyd looked it over, took it. It's a ball, two strikes, one and two. Zach Creedon on the bump for Cedarville needs to get out of this inning without further damage. He deals plateward. There's a ball hit sharply to short to Pauling. Flips to the second baseman for one. Relay back to first. Yes, double play. Fine job by the Cedarville Indians who turn two in the middle of the diamond. Ball gobbled up about 10 feet to the third base side of the bag by shortstop Xavier Pauling. He dealt on to Wyatt Percival, and he twisted and threw a strike to the first baseman, Cooper Hardy. And head coach Kevin Flippo for Rushi is talking to the first base umpire in the field of play between the mound and the first base bag. Top half of the first does appear to be over. Rushi takes a 3-0 lead over Cedarville here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Well, if we head to the bottom of the first inning here at Versailles, on the mound, Cooper Unverfurth for Rushi. Good start. Initial pitch thrown to leadoff batter to Evan Baldwin of Cedarville, is bounced softly on 1-2-3 hops to the Rushi second baseman, Quinn Hoying, who snatches it, flips on to first for the out. Ball caught there by Parker Lloyd, and there's one up, one down for Cedarville in the bottom half of the first frame. We were distracted during our commercial break, which you heard a moment ago, as Rushi continued to chatter with the first base umpire, perhaps thinking that the throw back to first on the end of the double play did not get the runner, but it did appear as though he was out by half step, and the call did stand. Here is the number two hitter, Zach Creedon, pitcher for Cedarville. He stands in there against Unverfirth, and he cracks a hard ground ball in the hole between third and short. Leo counts, ranges to his right, can't get it, maybe off the tip into the glove, and the ball rolls on out to left field. Base hit by Creedon for Cedarville. He entered the game, the club's top hitter, 414 by way of batting average, 24 hits on the year. And now here's Xavier Pauling, 357 on the campaign, 25 base knocks, 6 doubles, and he hits a ball in the same spot, right between the third baseman and shortstop. A curveball by Unverfirth, grounded into left by Pauling. Creedon moves up one, and Cedarville threatens, runners at first and second here in the bottom of the first inning. Two polite ground balls perfectly placed, and neither one hit real hard, but smack dab between third and short. And neither Smith nor Counts for Rushi on the left side could make a play. Those balls were nailed in that 5-6 gap perfectly. Cedarville down 3-0 to Rushi, bottom of the first. Indians have two on with one out. And here is the cleanup man, Wyatt Percival. He looks at a strike from Unverfirth, who throws over top, curveball missed low, and it's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Percival. 364 hitter, 24 hits, 19 ribbies. RBI situation here for him. Unverfirth fires. It is low, in and out of the mitt of the catcher, Pringer of Rushi. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Cedarville trying to play bounce back here in the bottom of the first, after having seen Rushi take the lead 3-0 in the top half. Unverfirth looks at his runners. Here is the 2-1 delivery to Percival. It's on the way. Strike at the knees on the inside, 1/3. And it's even up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. On deck, first baseman Cooper Hardy. One down for Cedarville, bottom of the first inning. Indians trail 3-0. Unverfirth fires. Late swing by Percival into the mitt of Pringer. Out is recorded. Strikeout. That was big for Rushi. Unverfirth bears down. Gets a K with two runners aboard. Here's Cooper Hardy, junior first baseman. 333 on the year, 19 ribbies. Close stance, left foot closer to the plate than the right. He takes a strike. Knee high, cut the plate in the middle. No balls, a strike, 0-1. Unverfirth trying to rally on the hill for Rushi. He delivers. Curveball. Oh, good discipline shown at the plate there by Hardy. He did not offer. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Unverfirth working quickly out of the stretch. Looks at second. Throws in the dirt. Good stop by Pringer. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Two first-year varsity catchers in this game tonight. We'll keep an eye on the plate work, how well these two catchers in a district final serve as receivers for their ace pitchers. Here is Unverfirth stretching. Big pitch on the way, and it's struck high in the air to right, fairly deep. Right fielder Ferrucci going back. He's into foul ground near the fence. He cannot make the play. The ball lands in foul territory about 5 feet from the right field fence as the ball kept slicing and curling away from the Rushi right fielder, Grant Bergman. Bergman perhaps could have taken a little different route to the ball, might have had a chance to get a glove on it, but the hitter stays alive here for Cedarville. as Hardy is out of the box momentarily. He's ready to step back in. Let's update ourselves on the count here in Hardy. It is 2-2, two balls, two strikes, 2-2. After that long high foul that twisted out of play to right field. That's up and in, ball three, 3-2. I say out of play, it was out of the reach of Bergman, who did not make the catch. Ball started out fair and wound its way into foul ground. 3-2 pitch by Unverfirth. The hitter checks it over, and the umpire motions, take your base, just off the plate on the inside. Oh, it was mighty close, and they are loaded. Unverfirth didn't get the call. That was a tough one to take for Cooper Hardy. Here's Hudson Pauling, freshman right fielder, 322 on the year. Tying runs aboard for Cedarville, which is down 3-0 here in the bottom of the first, as Unverfirth whistles a strike in there at the knees. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on the freshman Pauling. Unverfirth fires again. There's a ball fisted to the first base coach of Cedarville, and Unverfirth ahead in the count, nothing and two. Well, Cooper Hardy took ball four. Oh, my goodness. I think most hitters probably would have tried to spoil that pitch foul. It was mighty close. It was ruled ball four. Two-strike pitch by Unverfirth. It's a high blazer, and the pitcher, or I should say the catcher, Pauling, climbs the ladder and whiffs. He's out on strikes. Fine comeback by Unverfirth of Rushi. We played one here at Versailles in this Division 7 district championship game. Rushi's in the lead 3-0 over Cedarville on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to Locale Equipment in Shelby County. It moved from L.A., California, thus the name Locale, to Jackson Center in 1983. And Locale Equipment in Jackson Center was a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. We thank the associates, the administration, all the staff, everybody at Locale, appreciate you so much. A founding partner still on the air with us 21 years later, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Second ball hitting, Quinn Hoying for Rushi has just stepped in the box and grounded sharply to second. Play made by the second baseman Wyatt Percival of Cedarville, and he tosses on to the first baseman Hardy for the out, and Hoying is retired 4-3. Here is Eli Shappy, freshman DH, 230 by way of batting average. And he looks at a pitch, which is out of the strike zone, a ball. Second pitch just missed a little in. And it's 2-1. Three pitches have been thrown to Chappie. I didn't report the strike to you. 2-1 count. Big chopper to third. One hop to the third baseman, Baldwin. He's got it. Throws a strike to his first baseman, Hardy. And two outs are recorded for Rushi here in the second. That play goes from 5-3. Back to the top. Here's Michael Voisard, leadoff batter for the Rushi Raiders, who grounded out short to first to begin the game. Rushi leads it 3-0. Top of the second. Raiders, thanks to a blown play in right center defensively by Cedarville, scored three times in the first inning, had a walk, a hit batsman, the misplay in right center, a hard ground single by Pringer with the bases full and one down as he smacked one in the hole between third and short. That was a big at-bat by the six-hitter for Rushi, the catcher, Pringer. It drove in two as Rushi plated three in the top of the first. Cedarville threatened, loading the bases with one out in the bottom of the first, but did not score as Unverfirth on the hill for Rushi finished the bottom of the first. Strikeout, walk, strikeout. Voisard from the left side for the Rushi Raiders looks at a pitch up, and the count on him is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. That pitch was not close. He didn't think about offering. The right-hander, Zach Creedon, twists and turns on the mound. It's a curveball. Ooh, it's his best pitch of this game. What a hook by Creedon. Voisard was out in front, swung over the top, strike three swinging, and we go to the bottom of the second. It is Rushi on top of Cedarville, 3-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore your well-being.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Each team with a Maddox in the starting lineup. Maddox Gubo for Rushi. Maddox Rogers hitting now for Cedarville to start inning number two as Unverfirth on the mound for Rushi has delivered two pitches to start the bottom of the second inning, neither one close. And then Unverfirth rears back and pours a strike in there to make it 2-1. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Maddox Rogers, freshman catcher for Cedarville. There's a looping foul out of play to the backstop, and the count's 2-2. As I mentioned, not a senior on the roster for Cedarville, young club. It was very young a year ago. Got all the way to the regional championship. Lost to Rushi, right back here playing well again this season with more experience under their belt is this Cedarville team. Has won two less games than a year ago, but has fared better in the OHC than last season. Late swing foul ball, first base line between the bag and the first base coach. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Maddox Rogers, on base percentage of .370 for him this season. Hits from the right side, slightly closed stance, bat over the right shoulder. There's a hard smash to first. Oh, what a diving play by the first baseman for the Raiders. Beautifully done by Parker Lloyd. That ball was ticketed for one, maybe two, down the right field line. He lurched to his left toward the foul stripe, well behind the bag, and snared it in the webbing. Got up, went to first, touched the bag, out, recorded. Nice defensive jam by Parker Lloyd as that play goes three unassisted. And here is Sawyer Schroll, junior center fielder, fouled out of play. First pitch by Unverfurth, a fastball from him. Nothing and one on Schroll, .354 on base percentage, junior center fielder. Here is a late swing at a breaking ball, had him out in front, or I should say an early swing, and it's a topper, one bounce to Unverfurth, who comes down off the dirt, fields, fires to Lloyd, out, two down for Cedarville here in the bottom of the second. As that play goes from 1-3, here's Dane Hart, junior left fielder, on base percentage, .286 for him, swing and a miss, Unverfurth. Got a hurry-up fastball in there under the hands, and Hart, who hits from the right side, could not connect. There's a fastball just off the plate outside, and it's 1-1. 3-0, Rushi, bottom of the second. Rushi got three in the top of the first. Raiders went down in order in the second. Foul ball at the plate, 1-2 on Hart. Meanwhile, Cedarville threatened in the bottom of the first, had the tying runs aboard with two down. Unverfurth for Rushi got a big strikeout of Hudson Pauling with the bases jammed. Bouncing ball to the plate. And the count on Hart goes to two balls, two strikes, 2-2. 2-2 on Hart. Unverfurth had two on with one out, got a strikeout in the bottom of the first. And then he walked a hitter after that strikeout. The walk loaded the bases, and then he K'd Hudson Pauling to finish off the bottom of the first. And here Dane Hart strikes out to finish off the bottom of the second for Cedarville. Go to the top of the third. Hitters 2, 3, and 4 in the Rushi lineup upcoming. It is 3-0 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Here comes Evan Smith to the plate for Rushi to start the third. And there's a good high and tight strike. It caught the inside corner at the letters. Good pitch by Creedon. Nothing and one on Smith, who singled. He planted a base hit into short center, his first trip to the plate. This time, he plants a Texas leaguer into left center, well beyond the shortstop. Left and center fielders converged. No chance for a catch. Timely hitting. Evan Smith, sophomore for Rushi. Two at bats, and he places two base hits into the outfield. The ball was stung just enough, and he's aboard at first. And let's see what Unverfurth does here. I don't think you dare bunt him. He is capable of hitting one 400 feet and out of here. He fouls out of play over the screen, and it's a strike on Cooper. Top of the third, Rushi in front, 3-0 over Cedarville. A lot of room in right center for Cooper Unverfurth. Left fielder pretty deep. Right fielder perhaps the deepest of the three outfielders. Throw to first, Smith is back. Here is what is at stake. Winner of this game advances on to regional play at Cedarville University next Tuesday to play in the second game on Tuesday at 5 against the winner of Newton and we think Fayetteville Perry. I don't know the final score of the Fayetteville-Perry game played earlier today. Probably Newton and Fayetteville-Perry connecting right now in Xenia. Winner of that game plays the winner of this game in a 5 o'clock regional semifinal next Tuesday at 5. And we'll talk about that first game pairing at 2 o'clock in just a minute. Here is the pitch to Unverfurth. Belted hard in the hole between third and short. Baldwin, the third baseman, to his left. He can't get a glove on it. And the ball trickles on into left field. Base hit, Unverfurth. Boy, these two teams wearing out that 5-6 hole on the left side of the diamond. And Rushi gets the first two aboard here against Zach Creedon in the top of the third. And here's Maddox Gubo. Left-hand pitcher for the Raiders, right-hand batter. Infield up at the corners. Creedon fires. Bunt attempt, Gubo fouled off the mask of the catcher. Nothing in one. Unless Unverfurth is hitting, you can almost count on Rushi bunting every time in this situation. First and second, nobody out. It's a bunt for sure. On the corners, they're in. Hard ground ball left side will get through. Same on the right side. Gubo squares to bunt. He hits up the third baseline. Oh, my goodness. It's foul. It started to roll back fair. And believe it or not, the catcher got a mitt on it just before it did roll back fair. These are dirt base paths. And what happened was the ball was bunted into foul territory, still in the dirt. But it hit the trimmed grass line and then rebounded and deflected back toward the foul stripe. It almost got to the line before the catcher smothered it. We're looking right down over the top of the third base path here at Versailles, above the third base dugout in the press box. And there's a strike called, a two-strike pitch by Creedon. It's a good breaker on the outside corner. A two-seamer or a curve, it nipped the edge, and Gubo is retired. Here's Grant Bergman. Gubo, by the way, in his first trip, flew out to center. Bergman was clipped on the hip by a pitch in his first at-bat. He swings and skies a foul out of play to the right. Nothing in one on him. Let's see if Bergman still has the hit sign. Runners at first and second for Rushi, top of the third. Raiders lead Cedarville 3-0. Here's Creedon firing, foul to the backstop, and it's nothing and two on Bergman. Wind now blowing out to left center. A little more breeze than there was pre-noontime. Runners take their leads. Infield double play depth. Cedarville's already turned one. DP in the middle of the diamond. Curveball. Oh, it's a good hook. Swing and a miss by Bergman. He went down after it, couldn't get it. Ball finished low out of the strike zone. Bergman K's great comeback here by Creedon. Right-hand pitcher, junior, on the hill for Cedarville. He gets two strikeouts after two base hits. And here is Sam Pringer. Here's a delayed steal, a late one by Rushi. Here's a throw down to third base, and the runner tries to steal to the outside of the bag, and he's nailed. Good effort by the Rushi Raiders. Fine hustle by Evan Smith. He tried to sneak into the backside of the bag. A catcher momentarily with a mishandle behind the plate. Late steal attempt, but no dice. Smith is nailed. Rushi runner out at third. A good throw by the catcher, Maddox Rogers. of Cedarville, even better tag, but Tavin Baldwin at third as he caught that throw front corner of the bag and had to find Smith. He was to the backside of it. He laid the glove on him clearly out. We were looking right down at it. So Rushi is foiled here in the third. They missed a great opportunity. As they get two on with no out, don't score. Rushi still leads. Heading to the bottom of the third, it is Rushi on top of Cedarville, 3-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
So many thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Don't forget new subdivision being developed by Wygant. It's across from Lake Loramie on the fringe of Fort Loramie. Check it out. Give Wygant a call. Homes being built on developed property across from Lake Loramie near Fort Loramie at Wygant Real Estate and Development. Great location. Check out the spot. Give Wygant a call. Leadoff batter in the lineup for Cedarville is hitting here to start the third. It's Tavin Baldwin, and he was out on a play from the second baseman of Rushi to the first baseman. Ground ball to Quinn Hoying back in the first. And the count here is 3-1, 3-1 on Baldwin as Unverfurth falls behind. And he does not get a strike. It's up above the letters. The batter started to go, held up, ball four. And you get the feeling that if Cedarville is to strike back, it will need to do it in the odd-numbered innings with the top of the order hitting. Baldwin aboard at first. And here is Zach Creedon. He singled a ground ball through the left side in the first inning. Unreferred throws low and away. It's a ball. Important stretch in this game right here for the Indians if they want to cut into this Rushi 3-0 bulge. Outfield deep around to the left for Creedon. A lot of room along the right field line. Unreferred misses up. And the count goes to 2-0. 2-0 on Creedon. Third baseman Smith way up in the grass, about four steps for Rushi. Second baseman Hoying playing near second. Big hole right side of the diamond for Creedon, who looks at a pitch just off the inside corner. It's 3-0. Unreferred last couple of pitches, not off the plate but much. And Unreferred is on the verge of putting the first two batters aboard for Cedarville in the bottom of the third inning. There's a strike on the inside half, just above the thighs, and it's 3-1, 3-1 on Creedon. Best hitter for the Indians, 414 on the year, top of the order's got some good offensive firepower. Creedon swings, hits a hard line drive back through the box. It's into center field. It was to the left of the shortstop counts. He had no chance. Ball hit the dirt about 7-8 feet beyond the second base bag and skipped on into center. Creedon now 2-for-2 as he has cracked two singles in this game. And here's Xavier Pauling. He singled back in the first. He's the tying run. Two aboard, none out for Cedarville here in the bottom of the third inning. Xavier Pauling hits from the right side. Junior shortstop. Unreferred curve, low and away for a ball. We've seen Cooper sharper, that's for sure. He's had a fine campaign on the hill for the Rushi Raiders. Much more than a strikeout per inning. That one's down, and it's 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0 at Unverfirth. Runners at first and second. Xavier Pauling, very good hitter at the plate. He's not bunting now. Kevin Flippo, head coach, Rushi Raiders, takes the stroll to the mound. We're in the bottom of the third. Rushi ahead of Cedarville, 3-0. Again, the second big threat of this game being posed by the Cedarville Indians, who are down 3-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
As we return to action here at Versailles, I'm Jack Kramer on scoresbroadcast.com. 2-0 count on Xavier Pauling, and the conference on the mound concludes. Unverfirth gets a called strike and then a fly foul to the right, out of play in the bullpen in the corner. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes on Xavier Pauling for Cedarville. 2 on, none out. We are in the bottom of the third inning. Rushi in the lead, 3-0. Tying run at the plate. Unverfirth stretching. Wines, fires way high. It goes full, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Pauling, who singled in the first. We've got a three-man umpiring crew. They're positioned with runners at first and second behind the first base bag up the line about 10, 12 feet and on the infield grass between second and third, more toward second on an angle behind the pitching mound. Fouled at the plate. Big 3-2 pitch right there. Another one upcoming. Important juncture in this game. Top of the order, the meat of the sticks for Cedarville, batting in the third. Two aboard, no one out. 3-2 pitch upcoming to Xavier Pauling. Pauling at 357 on the year. Unverfirth fires, and it's uppercut, but Pauling lofted high and deep to right center field. Bergman going back. He's there. He dropped it. He could not make the play. And everybody moves up station to station. Bergman was underneath the ball once. Then he had to adjust. He got to it, was clearly beneath it. It was off the heel of the mitt and on the ground. That's an error in right field. And the bases are full for Wyatt Percival. I tell you what, so often in high school baseball, as you move along in tournament play, defensive gaffes will make the difference between winning and losing. And we've seen a couple outfield blunders already in this contest, one by each team. And the new hitter, Wyatt Percival, is nipped on the cloth with a pitch. It caught the fabric up around the letters, and a run is in. Hit by pitch is Percival. They're still loaded. Here's Cooper Hardy with the bases clogged. 3-1, Rushi. Oh, things happen in high school baseball you simply cannot predict. Unverfirth winds and fires. That's 7 feet off the ground. It's high. Good play by Pringer to keep the ball at home plate. Nothing and one. A misplay by Bergman in right field. Here is another pitch way high and inside. Goes to the backstop. Pringer hustles after it. Bergman got to it. The wind is insignificant right now. The American flag in straightaway center is limp. Bergman did make a slight adjustment at the end of his route. He was under it once and then moved a few feet back and over toward the right field foul pole to get under it again. Staggered a little bit. The ball went in the mitt and out. Hitter at the plate is Cooper Hardy for Cedarville. And the count on him with none down is two balls, a strike, 2-1. He swings and clubs one to real deep left. It's down the line, in the corner. It's at the fence. It is over it, but foul. No, it hit the top of the screen. Foul by 4 feet. Woo! That ball was really ripped by Cooper Hardy. He came darn near close to shooting out of here a grand slam. It's less than 320 down both lines. He put a charge into that one. The ball hooked at the last minute. Here's Unverfirth, 3-2 pitch to Hardy. Check swing, strike three called. A curveball snapped in and over. Great pitch by Unverfirth. Oh, it's a game of inches. A long ball to the left field fence, just foul. It could have been extra bases. Three runs could have scored. But it missed being fair by a short distance, and then Unverfirth rebounds to get the big strikeout of Hardy. Here is Hudson Pauling. Oh, it's a safety squeeze, and the pitch is in the dirt, and the runner came way down the line at third for Cedarville, but he got back. Did the batter actually bunt at the pitch, or did he take it for a ball? I think the plate umpire ruled a ball. Here's the pitch by Unverfirth. There's a blazer, a fastball strike on the inside half of the plate. We believe it's a 1-1 count. One ball, one strike. Still only one away for Cedarville. They're loaded, 3-1 Rushi. Here is a bunt attempt, fouled right at home plate. Kind of tough to pull off a safety squeeze, 2-1 count. Or is it 1-2? 2-1 is the count, as that first pitch was ruled a ball. When you've got a force out at the plate, it's tough to pull off a safety squeeze. No tag is required. There's a low pitch by Unverfirth, and it's 2-2. Situation is this. Cedarville's got the bases jammed, first, second, and third. One out, bottom of the third, a run in. Rushi leads 3-1. Here's the pitch. It's on the inside corner at the waist, and the hitter took it for a strike. He took a step toward first, tried to dupe the umpire, who said, uh-uh, it's full up. Here's the pitch to Hudson Pauling. High fastball, ball four. Run comes in from third. They're still loaded, and it's a 3-2 game. Here's Maddox Rogers stepping in. He is the freshman catcher for Cedarville. And Sam Pringer, Rushi catcher, goes to the mound to have a chat with Cooper Unverfirth. He is not as sharp as he has been most often this year, that is for sure. His control has wavered. His command, not the best. And Cedarville now is 90 feet away from tying up this game. Still only one out. There's been an error in right field. That hurt the Rushi cause. A single, a couple of walks, a hit batsman. First pitch blown away, bounces. Pringer tracks it down. Runners at first, second, and third for Cedarville. One ball, no strikes, and Maddox Rogers. One away. Here is Unverfirth towing the rubber, working out of the windup. He comes dealing to the batter, and it's behind him, way up inside, to the back side of the helmet. First pitch, I believe, was indeed a ball. So it's 2-0. Unverfirth control is not good. Here is the 2-0 pitch to Maddox Rogers. He was at first baseman unassisted in his first trip to the plate as he scalded one between Parker Lloyd and the bag. Lloyd went sprawling on the ground, gloved it, got up, touched the bag for the out. Ball was hit hard by Maddox Rogers, who fouls one off here, and it's 2 balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Unverfirth steps off, now back on. Bases full, pitch, it's bunted, foul at home plate. The runner on third for Cedarville is getting a head start. It's not a suicide, it's a safety squeeze. He's coming down the line, not full go. With the bases full, it's difficult to pull it off. All the pitcher's got to do is shovel the ball to the catcher unless the bunt is perfectly placed. Here's a 3-2 offering by Unverfirth. Swing and a foul ball to the screen. I mean a 2-2 pitch to the plate, I should have said. So it's 2-2 on Rogers still. Can't believe he's bunting on a 2-2 delivery from Unverfirth. Bases loaded. Rushi leads 3-2. Cedarville is struck for a pair in this inning. There's a low outside curve ball, and it goes full. Unverfirth in danger of walking in the tying run. 3-2 pitch upcoming. One away. Unverfirth deals. The ball is nubbed in the air to short left center. It may drop. It's beyond the shortstop counts. It's in. Two runs are trying to score. No, the second runner is held at third. And now we've got runners dancing at second. Runners between first and second. A runner between second and third. Rushi throws the ball around the diamond. Gets an out at first. But a run scores while the tag out is going on. And the batter runner for the offensive team, Cedarville, or I should say the man who'd walked previously, Hudson Pauling, scoots all the way around to third. It was a Chinese fire drill on the bases, and it resulted in a tag out and two runs coming in. And Cedarville's gone ahead in this game by a score of 4-3. That was a Texas leaguer, if you've ever seen one. It was nubbed off the handle of the bat, struck by Maddox Rogers, the freshman catcher. Leo Counts went 4 or 5 steps out into the grass in left center, and he could not get a glove on it. The ball was just perfectly spotted for a single. And now I'm not sure what the discussion is all about. Maybe, perhaps, was there interference by a runner? Is that is what is being claimed by Rushi? Situation at the time being, 2 runs in, 4-3 Cedarville. Runner at third for Cedarville, 2 out. That was a wild play as Rushi threw the ball all around the diamond. As the throw came to the plate late, Cedarville's runner trying to score from third got hung up. He went back to third. The runners were caught between second and third and first and second. Cedarville leads at 4-3. And here is the next hitter batting for the Indians. It's Sawyer Schroll. Swing and a miss. High fastball, strike one. There's a curveball not even close. That's the pitch that is giving Unverfirth a lot of trouble. He can't find the groove on the curve. 1-1 offering to Schroll. There's a heater. Foul tipped into the glove of Pringer. It's 1-2. A 4-run bottom of the third for Cedarville, aided by a big error in right field by the Raiders. Fastball again. Struck him out. Damage done. Runner on third stays there. Inning ends. Cedarville gets 4. Indians take the lead over the Raiders. 4-3. We go to the top of the fourth on Scores, broadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side, from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Second pitch hitting Sam Pringer in the fourth for Rushi. It's a short pop to right field. Second baseman Wyatt Percival drifting out and toward the line. He's got it. And there's one away for Rushi here in the top of the fourth. Pringer out on the pop to second. Pringer was batting when Evan Smith was caught stealing at third back in the third inning. So Pringer began anew with a fresh count. Next hitter, Parker Lloyd, swings, drives one to deep center for Rushi. It's well hit. Center fielder going back and back. And Sawyer Schroll can't make the play. It's over his head. It's nearly 400 feet out there. Schroll tracks it down in the thick grass, throws it back in towards second, and Lloyd is aboard with a long double. Boy, he cranked one. A big two-bagger by Parker Lloyd to center. And an injury, perhaps. No, the base came loose out at second. Thought maybe a player was shaken up. Xavier Pauling is fine. We've got a groundskeeping chore coming up here to reapply second base. So Rushi bounces right back with the tying run at second. Rushi scored three in the first. Cedarville got four in the third. And the bag is now affixed in place. Rushi trying to tie this game up. Here's Quinn Hoying with Parker Lloyd on at second. Zach Creedon on the hill, right-hander for the Cedarville Indians, throws a breaking ball low. It's a ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Hoying, who bounced out second to first in his initial at-bat in this game. Low and in, and it's 2-0. Neither pitcher sharp. Command has wavered for both Creedon and Unverfurth. Creedon fires, and there's a high fly ball in the infield. It's a tall one. Who's going to get it? And wandering toward the first base bag is the pitcher Creedon. He reaches up and snatches it for the out. Well done by the pitcher. He took control and made the play. Pop out to the pitcher off the bat of Hoying, and here is Eli Shappy. Runner out at second. Lloyd with a lead. Pitch to Shappy from Creedon. Yes, it's a strike. Just above the knees on the inside half. Here is Zach Creedon stretching, firing a breaking ball low and away. And neither pitcher's had the real good curve working in this contest. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Shappy. 4-3 Cedarville. Rushi's got the tying run out at second. That's the same spot, low and away, 2-1. Cedarville spotted Rushi 3 in the top of the first inning. There was a misplay in right center. Rushi gave up 4 in the bottom of the third. There's a smoke line drive off the bat of Eli Shappy. The shortstop, Pauling, can't make the play. He lurched off to his left, might have gotten the tip into the glove on it. It rolled on out to left, and the runner, Parker Lloyd, darts around third, and he scoots home to tie up the game. Oh, a clutch two-out base knock by Eli Shappy of Rushi into left field as he tagged a changeup thrown by Creedon. And this game is all even at 4, halfway through. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Beginning of the lineup for Rushi, Michael Voisard. Shappy with real good speed on at first. But it looks like, though, Shappy may be pinch run for right here. Not sure if we can pick up the numerals. It's not Eli Borchers. As I take a peek at my roster, Carter Haney, number 8. Sophomore, fine three-point shooting guard on the hardwood for Coach Lindbergh during the basketball season. Haney running at first, and here is Voisard at the plate for Rushi. Tie game, 4-4, top of the fourth inning. And it's going to be interesting to see if these two starting pitchers are able to go the distance, finish the game at 125 pitches or less, because each one has had to work through a lot of duress so far in this contest. Runner at first for Rushi, 2 out, run in, game tied at 4. A lot different than the meeting last year in the regional championship at Cedarville U, which was won 11-0 by Rushi. Here's the lead at first, and the runner goes. Voisard swings, misses, throw down to second. Not nearly in time at short hops. The shortstop backed up by the second baseman. And on down at second now is Haney. Carter Haney at second. He no doubt will score on a single. Right fielder for Cedarville is almost outside the park. The right fielder for the Indians is a good 295 feet from home plate. Voisard swings from the left side. Runner at second. Pitch to the plate. It's down. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Nothing and 2 in Voisard, who swung and missed on the steal. He's behind in the count. Zip 2 right here. Runner at second. Haney with a lead. There's a changeup. Low and away. A ball. As Creedon tried to get the hitter to chase. A ball, 2 strikes in Voisard. Feet spread way apart in the left-hand box. Foul to the screen. It's still 1-2. Game tied at 4. We are in the top of the fourth. Rushi 3 in the first, 1 in the fourth. Cedarville 4 in the bottom of the third. Stretching is Creedon. Pitching to Voisard. And he can't connect. He climbs the ladder on a fastball that was up. It had some good zip on it. Creedon strikes him out with a big pitch in the tying run out at second. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Nothing's decided. We're level, all even. Rushi 4, Cedarville 4, here on Scores, broadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Cedarville is batting. Three pitches into the bottom of the fourth. Here's the 1-2 delivery by Unverfirth to Dane Hart of Cedarville. It's a curve, a breaker. It froze him. It's a strike right over the middle of the plate. And Hart, for the second time, is out on strikes for Cedarville. We're tied at four, bottom of the fourth. One out for the Indians. Here's Tavin Baldwin, who's bounced to second and walked. And the first pitch by Unreferred to Baldwin is a ball off the plate outside, a ball, no strikes. Unreferred again, low, 2-0. Well, neither pitcher has been on the money. Unverfirth and Creedon have had stretches, not being able to get ahead in the count. Here it's 3-0 now on Baldwin. He's looking for his second straight walk in this game. Unverfirth takes a cleat and scratches the rubber. He's a little upset with himself, and he missed with ball four. Runner at first for Cedarville, one out. Here's Zach Creedon, best hitter in the club. He's got two hits here in this game tonight. He's got a single in the first, a single in the third. He's approaching 30 hits on the season. And here is a pitch to Pringer, the catcher, by him. He can't make a play. It's a ball, and the runner on first gets a free pass. He walks down to second on the wild pitch. Tie-breaking run for Cedarville at second. One down for the Indians in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the windup, the pitch to the plate, a strike. 1-1 on Creedon, who wears number 5 on his back, right-hand hitter. We are perched above the Cedarville dugout alongside third. Unreferth stretching, throws to Creedon. There's a breaker, missed outside. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Outfield pulled around to the left for Creedon. Left fielder Voisard pretty deep. Bergman deep in right. Here's the pitch. A breaker down below the knees. 3-1. I tell you, give Cedarville credit. They're not biting on that curveball, which isn't missing by a whole lot. Unverfirth takes a peek back at second. Twists and turns. And there's a velocity pitch right down the middle, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Creedon. Unverford's got a sign from Pringer. Big offering here. Swung on, hit by Creedon to short, right through the legs of Counts, the shortstop. The runner on second wheels around third. He comes home. The throw to Pringer is late. It rolls away from him about 4 or 5 feet, and Creedon whistles his way around first, doesn't stop, and digs into second. And that is an E6. The defensive gaffes are making a difference in this game. Somebody just asked me via text, how's it going? And I said a defensive mistake or two will decide it. And there's a blunder by Rushi. That was a ground ball to short. Fairly routine play. Shortstop didn't have to move much. Right through the wickets. And Cedarville has broken the tie 5-4. Activity in the Rushi bullpen. There's a foul ball in the air off the bat of Pauling. And the second baseman for Rushi, no, the first baseman, is into foul ground, and he dropped it. Parker Lloyd had the foul pop in his mitt and could not hang on. And that's not a Sunfield. And the American flag beyond the center field fence is still. So conditions should not have affected the defensive player there. And the hitter stays alive. That's Xavier Pauling. Previous hitter, Zach Creedon, with a ground ball to short that went right through Leo Counts. And with the throw to the plate late, Creedon kept right on running into second. 5-4 lead Cedarville. Xavier Pauling gets a reprieve. He should have been out on the foul ball outside first. Unverford throws to him. There's a curve, check swing. He went around, and it's a strike. And the count here on Xavier Pauling is no balls and two strikes, nothing and two. 0-2 on Pauling, a run in. Cedarville has broken the 4-4 tie. Pitch to Pauling is nubbed, third baseline. Tough play, third baseman Smith on the run. Very late throw to first. Pauling with good wheels beats it. Infield single. And the runners on at first and third for Cedarville here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A run in. Indians lead it 5-4. Cedarville continues to threaten. Here's Wyatt Percival with one down. The last three hitters have reached for Cedarville. A run has come home. Infield in the middle of the diamond now up. It has not been Cooper Unverfirth's day for the Rushi Raiders on the bump. Pitch to Percival, low and away, a ball. Activity in the bullpen for Rushi. There's a loose ball down in the bullpen area, and it comes up alongside the first baseline. So we've got a momentary delay. Here is Unverfirth getting the ball back from the umpire. A ball, no strikes on Percival. Runner on first steals. The throw through. Oh, it's really through. It's by the shortstop all the way into center. Another run scores for Cedarville, which leads it 6-4. Throwing error. E2 in the catcher. Seventh run sits 90 feet away for Cedarville at third base. Indians lead it 6-4, unless I stand corrected here in the press box. Seventh run at third. It has been a couple of crazy innings for Rushi defensively, as Cedarville is getting people on base every which way. And we've got a conference on the mound and a pitching change upcoming for Rushi. Cedarville has a runner on third base with one out. Still just one away, couple runs in, 6-4 Cedarville. We'll return in just a couple of minutes here on Scores, broadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Brody Flippo, the new pitcher, left-hander, rangy young man, every bit of 6'3", wears number 2 in his back. He's had a good year. The lefty with a 1.4 ERA on the campaign. He's thrown in excess of 30 innings, and with a 1-0 count, he comes in relief of Cooper Unverfirth. The hitter, Wyatt Percival, for Cedarville, takes a strike at the knees, and the count is 3-1 now, 3-1. Flippo inherited a count on which he was behind. There's a curveball. Ooh, that's a good three-quarter overhand hook. It snapped down. Great vertical bite, swing and a miss by Percival, and it's 3-2. Runner at third for Cedarville. Two runs in, and there's a ball struck into right center field. Bergman off and running, going back in the gap. Sticks up his glove. It hits the mitt and bounds away. And the runner on third scores easily. He walks in, and the batter runner makes the wide turn at first and retreats. That's going to be scored a single, but it was off the glove of the outfielder. He had a very good shot at it, and it's now 7-4 Cedarville. Ball was hit a long way. Bergman was playing deep. He was back there far enough to converge on the ball and catch it, and he stuck the mitt up, and it glanced off the leather. 7-4 Cedarville. Another run in, runner at first, and here is Hudson Pauling. And there is still just a single out in the inning for the Indians, who lead it 7-4. Brody Flippo fires. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch is strike on the inside corner. 1-1 count. I tell you what, Cedarville has been adept at putting the ball in play. And Rushi has not made the plays it should have made. Otherwise, Rushi would be even with Cedarville in this game. Certainly not behind but three. Hudson Pauling, the hitter. Bats from the right side. He took a pitch upstairs. Then he watched strike two called right down the pike. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Pauling. Runner at first for Cedarville. Three runs are in. Here's a foul to the screen. Count still even up. Rushi scored 3 in the first. Cedarville 4 in the third. Rushi tied it, top of the fourth. And Cedarville has come back with 1, 2, 3 runs here in this inning. Some misplays, but the Raiders have helped. Just like Cedarville made numerous mistakes last year against Rushi. Strike three called. Brody Flippo. Some good acceleration on that pitch. Gets the strikeout of Hudson Pauling. Here's Maddox Rogers. Cedarville up three. We are still only in the bottom of the fourth. Stepping in there to hit now for the Cedarville Indians is Hudson Pauling. I made a mistake. That long fly ball to right center was off the bat of Percival. And then the strikeout just seconds ago was by Cooper Hardy. And here's Hudson Pauling, who takes a strike from Flippo. Good delivery. And the count on the new hitter for the Cedarville Indians is nothing and two. No balls, two strikes as Flippo gets ahead. That one's on the ground on the inside corner. As while Percival was batting, we had the throwing error out at second by the Rushi catcher, Pringer. And then the at-bat continued for Hardy. It was Hardy who struck the ball long and high to right center that went in the glove of Bergman and out. Or I should say it was Percival who struck the ball to right center. Here is a two-strike pitch to Pauling, and he waves at a good breaker from Flippo. Oh, what an inning. It was a wild one, and it's finally over. Rushi glad it has ended. Cedarville did not hit the cover off the ball, but got the benefit of some sloppy play from Rushi, and Cedarville scored three in the inning. A long ball off the bat of Wyatt Percival. Should have been caught, could have been caught for certain, wasn't. Moderately tough play. We'll score it a long single. That kept the inning alive as Cedarville goes on to tally three in the frame. We head to the fifth. Cedarville's got the lead over Rushi in a wild district final affair here at Versailles. 7-4 Indians over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Cedarville leads Rushi by a score of 7-4 as we start the top of the fifth inning. As I potted up the wrong mic, my apologies. Second ball hitting to start the fifth for the Rushi Raiders, Evan Smith, and he connects on a base hit into left center field. He has hit three out there. He's got three singles in darn near the same location. Center, left center, base hit for Smith. Rushi starts off the fifth inning not laying down. They'll come right back against Creedon and Cedarville. You can count on that. Here is Cooper Unverfirth. His right foot is deep in the box. He swings, hits a ground ball, 1-2, hops to third. Nice play by the third baseman. Well done by Baldwin. Fields cleanly, throws a strike to the first baseman for the out. And that's a big out because Unverfirth is a very dangerous at-bat for Rushi. So he's retired. 5-3. Evan Smith moves up from first to second. The sophomore for the Raiders has three hits in this game. Here's Maddox Gubo swinging, and he golfs the fly ball to short center. Oh, it's a humpback liner. Nobody's going to catch it. Here's Evan Smith dashing toward third. He stops right there. We've had a number of short fly balls just beyond the infield drop in this game. And now Rushi brings the tying run to the plate. Base hit by Maddox Gubo into left center. Both of these teams depositing short flies in left center and center in front of the outfielders just beyond the shortstop. And here is Grant Bergman stepping in, runners at first and third. As Rushi tries to claw right back into this game, it's outside and low for a ball to Bergman. Bergman's been hit by a pitch and struck out. Cedarville on top, 7-4, with four in the third, three in the fourth. Here is a steal. The throw by the catcher is cut off by Creedon on the mound, and then a snap throw to third, and Smith gets back for Rushi. So it's a steal of second base for the Raiders, who have runners at second and third, and Grant Bergman at the plate. Here's Creedon's delivery, and it's well outside, and the count on Bergman goes to 2-1, two balls a strike. He's ahead. Creedon's got to come in with a strike. Outfield very deep, especially in right and center. Strike two called at the knees. A good two-seamer by Creedon. Count is full up, 3-2. Huge pitch right here. Creedon comes plateward. It's a curveball swung on and fouled right there at home. As Creedon took something off, and the batter Bergman stays alive. We are in the top of the fifth. Slow-moving game, got off to a quick start. We've had eight runs scored in the last two innings. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Bergman with two on. Uh-oh, he went around. Oh, no, he is said to have checked. It looked like he went through with the swing. The catcher dropped the low outside pitch. It was a 2-2 count pitch. I may have mistakenly said 3-2. Now the 3-2 offering is coming up. Creedon fires. Bergman spanks it back up the middle. Second baseman to his right towards second, and he missed it. The ball rolls into center. One run scores. Two run scores. The ball was hit sharply by Bergman. Second baseman waved at it, simply didn't get in front. I think technically I score that an error. E4. I don't know that he got leather on the ball, but it was a lazy defensive play. And the ball got back through the box to make it a 7-6 game. Well, both defenses unraveling just a little bit. Conference on the mound. Rushi has sneaked back within a run here in the top of the fifth at 7-6. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'ReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, Brucey has scored two. These two teams are gifting each other runs. And it's a 7-6 game in the top of the fifth. Cedarville owns a one-run lead. Brucey once led 3-0. Trailed 7-4 because Cedarville scored four in the third, three in the fourth, thanks to some sloppiness by Brucey. And now Cedarville has returned the favor. Rushi's tacked on a pair, and the Raiders are batting with one down and a runner at first here in the top of the fifth. It's a 7-6 contest, and the third baseman who started the game for Cedarville is now pitching, and that's Tavin Baldwin. He's thrown over 22 innings this year, ERA of 4, 26 strikeouts. He's on the bump. And the hitter for Rushi, Sam Pringer, swings. Line drive. He reached out, poked it to left. Left fielder coming on, and he spears it. Good play, left fielder. Dane Hart for Cedarville takes a base knock away from Pringer. Line out to left. Certainly one of the better defensive plays in this game. And now here's Parker Lloyd, who bounced into a double play, short to second to first, to end the first inning. And then he smashed a long double over the center fielder's head back in the fourth. Here is a swing and a miss. Did he go around? Strike? It was a taken strike. He might have checked in time, but it was called strike one. Here is Baldwin to the plate, high to Parker Lloyd. Runner at first for Rushi is Grant Bergman. He hit the ground ball to the right of the second baseman for Cedarville a couple batters ago. It was to the second base side of the second baseman, and it wasn't a real earnest attempt to field the ball. We scored it an error. Another official score might have given that batter a base hit on that play. Here's a wild pitch to the screen, and Baldwin's now got the tying run out at second. And the pitch to Parker Lloyd clipped him. It got the jersey up around the shoulder, and Parker Lloyd is on at first. We've got a runner at second in the person of Bergman for Rushi. There are two out in the frame, top of the fifth, two runs in for the Raiders, who trail the Indians 7-6. Who is going to finally make the plays to win this game? New hitter stepping in, Quinn Hoying. He's grounded out to second and popped out to the pitcher. Here is Baldwin throwing. Hoying swings, gets around on it, and yanks it down into the bullpen, right field corner, foul ball. Runners at first and second for Rushi. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first. Here is Baldwin stretching. Here's the pitch to Hoying off the plate outside. And the count on Hoying goes to 2-1. Two balls a strike, 2-1. Left-hand batter. Right fielder very deep. Hoying swings and fouls straight back over the screen. It's 2-2. Baldwin on in relief of Creedon for Cedarville. Flippo came on last inning for Rushi in relief of Unverfirth. Here's the pitch by Baldwin. It's a high breaker, and it's full up, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Runners will be going. 3-2. Head coach Kevin Flippo, third base box, wanted to make sure that was called a ball, and the count is indeed 3-2. Runners in motion, 3-2 pitch, two out. It's wide, ball four, and Hoying walks. They're loaded. And here comes Eli Shappy, the DH. And he cracked a big single in his previous at-bat to plate a run in the fourth. Shappy to hit with 1-2, three men on for Rushi, 7-6 game, top of the fifth. Let's see if that is indeed 32 coming to the plate. Yep. Maybe we've got a pinch runner somewhere on the bases for Rushi. They are loaded with Raiders. Tell you what, these outfielders continue to play very deep for both teams, and a lot of short balls getting over the infield are just dropping in for hits. It's a big park in the power alleys and in the center, and it may fool the outfielders a bit. There's so much depth. There's a ball skied, foul, right side, dug out of Rushi, out of play. No balls a strike, nothing in one on Chappie. 7-6 game. Cedarville leads by a run. Boy, this game is not going to be decided until the last out, or maybe the last error. One or the other, or both. It has not been well played. 13 runs scored. We've had a handful of errors. Pitch to Chappie is wild. Runner on third coming home. Lumbering in with the tying run for Rushi is Grant Bergman. Wild pitch by Baldwin. And lo and behold, Rushi comes back to score three in the top of the fifth inning. Which team is going to get the better relief pitching over the last 2 to 3 innings? That may go a long way to deciding this game. Baldwin inherited trouble. He's not helped his own cause. Now second and third for Chappie. Here's the pitch up and in. And Chappie is ahead in the count, which is two balls and a strike, 2-1. He has singled previously in this game. We're tied up at 7, top of the fifth inning. Chappie takes it down and in, 3-1. First base is open. On deck leadoff man, Michael Voisart. Understand Fayetteville Perry won in a 5-inning mercy rule. So Fayetteville Perry is playing Newton right now at Xenia in another Southwest District final. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie is playing Tri-County North at the home of the Redskins for another district championship. And we've got a district title game here as Chappie walks to load up the bases. Conferences everywhere. Game tied at 7. Rushi scored 3. We're in the top of the fifth. They're still loaded. And we have a delay, a momentary one. Meeting of the minds along the third baseline. Another one out on the bump. And now everybody scurries back to their positions. Michael Voisard swings from the left side for Rushi. Boy, if he delivers a base hit, it would score 2. Voisard has a big gap in right center. And if he shoots one out there, it would score 3 with 2 out. The pitch is up and away. Nobody on the bump here in this game today has had the kind of command needed to take control of the game. Here's a strike to Voisard, and it's 1-1. Baldwin tries to come back. Runners at first, second, and third for Rushi. Here's the windup, the pitch to Voisard. There's a good curve over the top as Voisard, strike 2. 1-2. That was the best pitch here in relief by Baldwin so far. Here he comes back to Voisard, way up top, 7 feet off the ground. Good job by the catcher. Well done by Maddox Rogers. Here is the 2-2 pitch, fouled high in the air, over the screen, between our press box vantage point and home plate. Hanging tough is the left-hand batting Voisard. And the count stands at 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2, bases full. Here's the pitch, and it missed outside. Catcher sat up out there, framed it, tried to get the call from the plate ump, and it was ruled just off the corner, and it's full. Here's the windup by Baldwin. The pitch is high and outside. It's ball 4, and Rushi's taking the lead, 8-7. And Cedarville not happy with that ball strike call right there. The last two were close. Baldwin missed the last two pitches. Were an inch off the plate. And lo and behold, Rushi has scored 4 to take the lead in this game, 8-7. A walk here by the Rushi hitter to force in a run. Raiders up 1, 8-7. and relief pitching eventually is going to come through and decide this game one way or the other. We're still only in the top of the fifth, 8-7 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Hudson Pauling in relief here for Cedarville, and his first pitch to Evan Smith is a wild one, gets away at the plate, and Rushi gets a cheap run on a wild pitch. Runner advancing in from third, and the Raiders are up 9-7 as coming unglued here in this frame is Cedarville, and the count on Smith, who's 3-for-3 for Rushi, is 2 balls and no strikes, and there's a fastball by Hudson Pauling right in the middle, center cut, strike one. 9-7, 5 in the frame for Rushi. Here's the pitch coming plateward, way outside. And the count goes to 2-1 on Smith. On deck is the dangerous Cooper Unverfirth. Here is the freshman on the bump for Cedarville throwing. Way too tall. I may have mistakenly said that was a 2-1 pitch. It was a 3-1 delivery, and it's ball four. Smith still is perfect on the day, 3-for-3 and a walk. They are loaded back up now, and here is Cooper Unverfirth. And let me double-check the score, 9-7, Rushi, bases full, 5-run inning, 2 out. Unverfirth can put a charge into one. Very good hitter, up around 460 on the season. Takes a strike at the letters. Nothing in one on Unverfirth. This is a big situation in this game. The pitch to Unverfirth, and he undercuts a high pop in the middle of the diamond. And it's called for by the pitcher, then the catcher, and it's on the ground. Nobody gets to it. Reminding me of last year when Cedarville muffed a pop-up near the first base bag. Nobody made the play for Cedarville. In fact, there wasn't a glove within 3 or 4 feet of the ball. Unverfirth skied in front of home plate about 20, 25 feet and won 2 more runs come in on the play, and it's 11-7. And I don't know that you can give anybody an error on that. Who do you attribute the error to? Maybe it's a team error. IF, infield error. Holy cow. 11-7, Rushi. Seven runs, top of the fifth, under first with a mile-high pop-up. Yeah, it is a high blue sky that may have entered into it, but there is no wind. The sun's setting to the west. It's not shining down in the field. It was simply blown by the infielders of Cedarville, the catcher and pitcher specifically. And the new batter is Maddox Gubo. And we've got Baldwin on the mound committing a balk. And the Rushi coaches raise their voices. And the umpires signal, yes, it is. It's a balk. Another run in for Rushi. And the score is now 12-7 as Rushi gets a free run on a balk. How many different ways can you score runs in a high school baseball game? Well, these two teams have combined to do it about 10 or a dozen different ways as the hitter Maddox Gubo fouls out of play to the left. And the count on him right now is nothing and two, two strikes on Gubo. It's not Baldwin who's on the mound. I may have mistakenly a few minutes ago said it was Baldwin who came down off the mound on that pop-up between the pitching rubber and home plate. Of course, it was Hudson Pauling in relief of Baldwin who had relieved Creedon. Here's a swing and a ball driven by Maddox Gubo. It is deep down the left field line. It's in the corner. If it stays fair, it's gone, and it's foul. Oh, it soared to the left of that yellow post. It's 314 down the left field line, and Maddox Gubo for the Rushi Raiders nearly cracked a two-run homer out of here. 11-7. The inning began innocently with Cedarville leading 7-4, and Rushi scored eight, and at least half of those have been handed to them on a silver platter. Here's a three-quarter swing, not checking in time as Gubo, he's out on strikes. Inning eventually over for Rushi. Eight score. Rushi 12 and Cedarville 7. We head to the bottom of the fifth in this wild district final at Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, we enter the bottom of the fifth inning, easy for me to say. Jack Kramer here on scoresbroadcast.com from Versailles, where Rushi has overtaken its opponent, Cedarville, by a count of 12-7. bottom of the fifth, Cedarville batting. The former right fielder, now pitcher, Hudson Pauling, is at the plate for the Indians. And Brody Flippo, the pitcher for the Rushi Raiders, hurls to the plate. And there's a swing by Maddox Rogers. My mistake, it was Hudson Pauling who finished the previous frame for Cedarville with a strikeout. Maddox Rogers gets his second hit of this game, second straight base knock, as he uncorks a line drive single to center. That ball was spanked, pasted hard back through the middle, as Cedarville coming right back, not quitting. As Cedarville with a runner at first, Indians are down 12-7. They've already rallied in this game from being down 3-0. So Maddox Rogers gets a base knock, number two for him in this contest, as the previous inning for Cedarville ended on a strikeout by Hudson Pauling, who is now the third of three pitchers, and Brody Flippo is on the bump for the Rushi Raiders. Tall left-hander has a runner aboard at first. No one out. Logan Marsh pinch hitting here for Cedarville. Marsh pinch batting for the Indians with no one out, one on. He swings, hits a humpback liner over the head of the first baseman, Parker Lloyd. It's in very shallow right field. Right fielder Bergman comes up throwing, and he throws a strike to third. And the runner on first for Cedarville, who had turned second big time, he puts on the brakes, hustles back into second. Cedarville threatening seriously already here in the bottom of the fifth. Two aboard. Base hit by Rogers. Base hit by Marsh. And now I think the next hitter is Dane Hart. I've got hieroglyphics all over my score sheet. I've got arrows and pointers and X's and boxes and vertical lines, horizontal marks, circles. Here's a bunt attempt, swing and a miss. It's ruled that the bat did travel across home plate, a strike. Nothing in one on Hart, who struck out twice so far in this game. Our score is 12-7. Here's a bunt back toward the mound. Flippo fields. He's got it. Fires a big-time throw to first base. Out. Second baseman covering. Good job by Quinn Hoing. What a mighty throw by Flippo as he does register the out. He came down off the hill, and he was going to first all the way. Got good communication from his catcher. And he reared back, and he threw a bullet to the first baseman. Sack bunt for Hart. Back to the top, and here's Tavin Baldwin. Baldwin deep in the box, takes a pitch in for a ball. We had a number of errors in this game, also a couple or three misplays that might not go down as true errors in the official scorebook. It's been sloppy. We've had a balk, we've had hit batsmen, run scoring via wild pitches. A balk did score a run in the previous inning when Rushi got eight runs in the fifth by Rushi. Flippo to Baldwin. That's high over the catcher's head. It ricochets off the cement wall, bounces halfway back to home, and the runner can't score from third for Cedarville. Let's double check here on the count to Tavin Baldwin for the Cedarville Indians. It's up to 3-0. First base is open, but the leading hitter for Cedarville this season is up next, and he will hit with the bases jammed. That's Zach Creedon. And that, believe it or not, is the third free pass given to Baldwin in this game. He's had three walks. And up now is Creedon, who's singled twice, been safe on an error. Another meeting of the minds taking place out around the pitching rubber for Rushi. Bases are full, one out, Cedarville. Rushi leads this game 12-7. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Gives us the opportunity to tell you all about one of our great sponsors, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. We are doing what you asked. You said you wanted things like Mahaffey Pies, Winter's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more on our shelves. Well, we've delivered. We've got them for you. We have truly gone local. We're now your community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market. Sample the hot daily lunches at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. And the Market Deli Sub Shop features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. I bet it will get a workout over the next several sunny, hot days. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. More about the market in a moment. Here's a high strike on the new hitter for Cedarville. It's Zach Creedon. Bases jammed. Rushi leads 12-7. One out. Creedon with two hits. Flippo fires. High fastball. 1-1. Who is going to throw more strikes down the stretch? Which relief pitcher? Activity in the Rushi bullpen is sustained. It continues. There's a strike on the inside corner at the belt. And the count goes to 1-2 officially. A ball and two strikes. Flippo ahead. Creedon's got two base hits to the left side of the diamond through that 5-6 hole. Here's Flippo's pitch. And Creedon swings, yanks a foul outside of third. He drilled it, but it was not inside the field of play. Wide of the stripe as he turned on an inside pitch by Flippo. Runners at first and second and third for Cedarville. One out in the bottom of the fifth. Still a long way to go in this game. Here is Flippo to Creedon. High fastball, 2-2. Creedon, the second hitter in the order. Good eye. He's got 26 hits on the year. Well over 400 batting average. Runners take their leads. First, second, and third. One out, Cedarville, bottom of the fifth. Flippo to the plate. Creedon swings, and he hits a long, high fly ball to center. Center fielder going back for Rushi. It is Maddox Gubo. Camps under, catches. Runner on third, tags and scores for Cedarville. But Rushi will give up the run, take the out. Two away. Creedon hit it a pretty good distance, but it's a fly out to center, run in, and it's now 12-8. In favor of Rushi. Sounds like a high school football score. And stepping in now, Xavier Pauling. A couple of hits. One of the infield variety. Also safe on an error by Bergman of Rushi in right field. Inning still alive for Cedarville. Runners at first and second. Late swing, handle hit, foul to the right, out of play. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Pauling. What a wild affair this has been. A crazy game. 12-8 in favor of Rushi in the bottom of the fifth. Flippo throws out of the strike zone. A ball, a strike, 1-1. So many deep counts in this game. Very few quick outs in this game. A lot of long at-bats and plenty long innings as well. Flippo to Pauling, up and in, ball two, strike one, 2-1. Cedarville with runners at first and second. Four-run deficit facing the Indians, who once led in this game 7-4. Here's the wind-up, the pitch by Flippo. It missed, up top, three balls, one strike, 3-1. 3-1 count. More activity in the Rushi bullpen. Who's going to finish this game out on the bump for these two clubs? Flippo to the plate. Ball struck well on a line into right center field. It's going to score one and possibly two. It falls safely for a base hit, a long single. Bergman's throw toward home is cut off. And Cedarville plates two more. 12-10. We're runners at second and third on that at bat, or just at third. Second and third. Second and first. My mistake. I played at two. I should have said just one scored. Cedarville didn't have a runner at third. But the runner at second wheels around third, comes in to make it a 12-9 game. I tell you what, you need a calculator, something that works quickly. Because I tell you what, runs are scoring faster than my brain can do the computer work. Here is the new hitter for Cedarville. Stepping in, Wyatt Percival. And that pitch by Flippo is thrown, and it is a ball low. Runners at first and second. A gapper here by Percival could make this a 12-11 game. It's 12-9 in favor of Rushi. Fouled out of play to the right, and it's 1-1. Or I should say, two strikes and a ball on the foul out of play off the bat of Percival. A ball and two strikes. That last hit by Pauling was his third. He's been on each time. Three hits, safe on an error. Swing and a miss. Big out recorded by Flippo as the hitter Wyatt Percival cut on the inside two-seamer, maybe a hard curve. He cut over the top, couldn't get a piece as Cedarville puts up two on the board in the bottom of the fifth. They scored four in the third, three in the fourth, two in the fifth. Rushi leads 12-9. 12-9 our score. We head to the sixth in a wild district championship game, D7, here at Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Up here comes Rushi batting in the top of the sixth inning. Just got a score, an incomplete one from Fort Loramie. That game between Tri-County North and the Fort Loramie Redskins is in extras. It is 2-2. Fort Loramie, one of the top seeds in the district tournament, is in trouble against Tri-County North going into extra innings. Loramie was the seed after Newton. Newton the one seed, Loramie the two seed. Cedarville the three, Rushi the four. And Fort Loramie is having a real tussle with Tri-County North. 2-2 in the eighth at Fort Loramie. Meanwhile, Fayetteville Perry is playing Newton down at Xenia. And the other district final is right here at Versailles as Bergman for Rushi looks at four pitches out of the strike zone from Hudson Pauling, and he's aboard to start the fifth inning. Running out of space on the score sheet. Here is Sam Pringer stepping in from the right side for the Raiders. Rushi leads this game 12-9. Throw to first safe as the runner Bergman is back. It's been one of those games where I don't think neither team has adjusted real well in the outfield. Here's a steal attempt by Rushi. Oh, it's a great throw by the catcher for Cedarville, Maddox Rogers, as he guns it down to the second baseman for Cedarville, who applies the tag. Out is made. Bergman nailed at second base, executed beautifully by Cedarville. Catcher with a throw on the mark. right at the corner of second base. And tagged out is Bergman. Well done by the Indians in this game. We've had a couple of steal attempts and tag outs at second. Pringer back in the box for Rushi. The pitch to him is off the plate outside. That first pitch to Pringer on the steal was a ball. One ball, no strikes. Next pitch to Pringer is a ball off the plate. Count is 2-0. I'm mistaken. I'm sorry, 1-1. I thought one of those two pitches was a strike. Next pitch to Pringer is swung on, hit well to center. Ball is belted hard. Center fielder back 1-2-3 steps. It's Sawyer Schroll who catches for Cedarville. Putting a jolt into that one was Pringer for Rushi, but he's retired on the out to center. I think for the most part in this game, both teams have shown a little too much respect for this spacious for sales park. 389 to center, nearly 370 in the power alleys. Outfielders, I think, have been too deep too often. We've had a number of short singles in front of the outfielders. Two away now for Rushi in the top of the sixth inning. Parker Lloyd has been hit by a pitch, doubled, and wrapped into a double play back in the first. What a game. Who would have thought this would be 12-9 in the sixth? Parker Lloyd hitting for Rushi. And he's up with a count of 3 balls and no strikes as the hurler, Pauling, can't find the zone. He's lost his command against Parker Lloyd, who swings on a 3-0 pitch, and he hits a hard ground ball back of the middle, and he paces a single into center beyond the outstretched glove of the Cedarville second baseman. Couple of hits in this game for Parker Lloyd as he cracked a base hit back through the box. That was a bounder that neither infielder, middle of diamond, could get to, and it scooted on through. Well, Marucci, had it not tried to make the steal of second, would have a good inning brewing with two on and one out. But as a result of the out stealing at second, Rushi has one aboard and two gone here in the sixth, up 12-9. And the new hitter is Quinn Hoying, who looks at a second pitch ball after the first pitch missed the strike zone. And it's 2-0 on Hoying. Runner in first is going. Here's the throw down. It's on the money again, but it's late. Good jump, fine slide. In safely, Parker Lloyd of Rushi. And the pitch to the plate to Quinn Hoying was ruled ball three, so it goes to 3-0. Cedarville bench questioning the call. Next pitch is low on the ground, and it's ball four. At times I've thought the umpiring behind the plate has been a little tight. There could have been a few more called strikes in this game. That's just my impression, but again, I've got a bad seat. I'm up off the ground in the press box above the third base dugout with a poor view. And here is a runner for Rushi on second, trying to go to third on a short pass ball, and he slides in safely at third base. Well, runners have been moved along every which way in this game here today. And now Rushi's got runners at second and third. And here's the pitch to Eli Shappy. And it is off the plate, no good, a timeout called. And we got a meeting at the mound, a meeting between home and third. And the count on Shappy, the new batter for Rushi, is 2-0. Raiders have men in scoring position, second and third, with two down in the top of the sixth inning. And Rushi's in the lead 12-9 over Cedarville. Shappy is back in the box. There are two down, so he's not bunting. We know that for sure. Here is the pitcher, Pauling, throwing a strike, letter high, inside half. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1. Here is the next pitch coming plateward. looks pretty good, but it's off the outside corner, and it's 3-1. Three balls a strike, 3-1. Chappie from the right side looks at a pitch from Pauling right down the middle, and it's now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, as a fastball was hummed in there by the hurler, Hudson Pauling, brother of Xavier. And the freshman throws a strike three right past the hitter, who cuts and can't connect. Nice comeback by Pauling. And after all of that, Rushi doesn't score. Rushi scoreless in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Still a close encounter. Anybody's ball game. Rushi 12, Cedarville 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, fine underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. As we tell you, Cedarville comes to bat in the bottom of the sixth, trailing 12-9. Nine hits in this game for Cedarville, according to our messy scorebook. 10 for Rushi. Been a number of wild pitches, pass balls. There's been a balk, which plated a run. Handful of committed errors, a few other errors of omission. Cedarville batting here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and here's a long high drive off the bat of the new hitter, Cooper Hardy. It's in moderately deep left field. Left fielder Ferrucci camping under. It's Voisard who makes the play. And Cedarville now is down to five outs. Fly out to left. The lead 12-9 for Ferrucci. Schaefer Market, located in Fort Loramie on South Main. You'll love that new smoothie machine, subs, salads, wraps. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. First pitch hitting, it's Hudson Pauling, and he paced a line drive to center. Center fielder coming on for the Raiders, and he catches. It's Gubo who picks it off. Two quick outs here for Cedarville in the bottom of the sixth, with Rushi on top, 12-9. Cedarville once led in this game, 7-4. Don't forget to stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie. New batter for the Indians, Maddox Rogers. Good day for him. Couple singles. Out in the early part of the game, unassisted by the first baseman. Ball that was tagged off the bat of Rogers. Then he had two solid hits after that. He looks at a strike on the inside corner after taking a couple of balls, and it's 2-1. 2-1 on Maddox Rogers. Cedarville tries to get something started with two down. That pitch is away. 3-1 the count. Three balls a strike. 3-1 on Maddox Rogers. Brody Flippo on the bump for Rushi. Winding, firing, strike two at the knees. Tough to gauge, but Brody Flippo has been about as effective as anybody, as any pitcher on the mound in this game here today. In this very crazy, bizarre district championship game at Versailles, which has Rushi coming from 7-4 down to lead 12-9 in the bottom of the sixth inning with two out. And Maddox Rogers batting for Cedarville. He fouls to the screen. In fact, the last two pitches were fouled off by him. And the count on Rodgers is now at 3-2. It's full up. Flippo, a 6-4 lefty, pivots on the mound. Here he comes plateward. And the ball is lined to short right. Bergman on the run coming in. He's got it shoulder high. A couple of balls stung off the bat of Cedarville hitters. But Rushi catches them in the outfield. That's the game of baseball. Sometimes you hit them hard, you're out. Sometimes you will hit them off the fist and get a base hit. Cedarville up and out in order. Flies out to left, center, and right. We go to the seventh, and it is 12-9. Rushi in the lead over Cedarville. Again, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. It's your new community go-to store. You'll love it. We've got everything you wanted, plus some. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, Winter's Meats. And don't forget the North Loramie drive-thru on North Main is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. And Schaefer RV Storage is new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. And this reminder, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, is your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Styling for 40 years, Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful care means beautiful hair at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner extraordinaire, Deb Gubo. Stylists are Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Turner. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. 40 years strong. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We are in the top of the seventh. We knew finally we would get there. We have arrived. This game, which started back at 5 o'clock, is now approaching 2 hours and 20 minutes old. And stepping into it is Michael Voisard from the left side for Rushi. And the count on him after two pitches thrown on the bump by Pauling of Cedarville is 1-1. That's off the plate outside, maybe a little high, 2-1. Throwing is Hudson Pauling for the Cedarville Indians. Zach Creedon started. Creedon was the opening pitcher in this game. Tavin Baldwin threw for Cedarville. Here is the next pitch coming plateward to the Rushi hitter, high and away, and the count goes to 3-2. It's full up, 3-2. 3-2 on Voisard. Right fielder is extremely deep. Voisard, a big rangy left-hand hitter, takes a strike three called on the outside corner. Oh, a good location pitch by Pauling as he accelerated a fastball on the corner. One down for Rushi here in the top of the seventh. Voisard has struck out three times, walked, grounded out to short. He was the previous hitter. That's been his day, officially 0-4. And now here's Evan Smith. Evan Smith has walked and has stroked three singles. He steps in from the right side, fairly deep in the box. Pauling's second pitch, a ball misses. First pitch was inside. And the count goes to 2-0, 2-0 on Evan Smith, third baseman, sophomore, fine player for Rushi. Three hits in this game. Strike two, thigh high on the inside part. Good speed pitch by Pauling. He has gotten better the more pitches he's thrown coming in out of the bullpen for Cedarville. Smith swings, hits a 1-2-3 hopper to short. Shortstop Creedon charges, fields and throws on to Hardy at first. Got him. Two down, here in the frame for Rushi in the top of the seventh. As that goes 6-3, first time Smith has been retired in this contest. Here is Cooper Unverfirth. He started the game on the bump for Rushi, just did not have his typical command. He has singled in this game, grounded out to third, walked, and he also hit the high fly ball between the mound and home plate that was not caught to Cedarville. That came back in that big 8-run inning, and that was a huge play. Really can't attribute an error on any one. Ball just simply fell in the grass. Nobody, pitcher, catcher, within 4 feet of it. Cedarville had a big miscue like that last year against Rushi in the regional championship game down at Cedarville. Unverfirth batting with two down for Rushi, top of the seventh, 12-9 game. Pitch to Unverfirth is off the plate inside, and the count is 2-1. 2-1. To say that it's not been a clean game, that's an understatement. Pop fly short center. Second baseman hustling out for Cedarville. Calling for it. Second sacker, Percival, got it for the out. Nice play by Wyatt Percival. Well, Rushi's gone down in harmless fashion here in the sixth and seventh, but damage was done by Rushi in the fifth when the Raiders scored eight and came from 7-4 down to go up 12-7. Cedarville scored two in the bottom of the fifth. Cedarville was held scoreless in the sixth. We're now set for the bottom of the seventh. 12-9 Rushi over Cedarville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Jack, pot up the right mic. I was potting up mic number three. Should have been potting up mic number two. Little What a Night bumper music. It's been some kind of game as the first hitter for Cedarville starts off the bottom of the seventh inning with a ground ball out. Sawyer Schroll retired. Second to first, he's gone. As picking up momentum is Flippo on the bump for Rushi. In fact, the final pitchers for these two teams in this game, Flippo for Rushi. Brody Flippo, left-hander for the Raiders, and freshman righty Hudson Pauling for Cedarville have probably been the best two hurlers in this contest. Here is Schroll lofting a ball to center, and it's going to be a can of corn for Maddox Gubo, who comes in two, three, four steps and catches, and quickly Cedarville, which was retired in order in the fifth, is one more man short of going down 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the seventh to end this game. Fly out to center. Off the bat of Hart. We're back to the top, and Tavin Baldwin for Cedarville. Baldwin steps in. He swung at the first pitch and missed, and then hit a comebacker to Flippo, who underhands a strike to his first baseman for the game-concluding out. Rushi somehow, some way comes from behind with an 8-run fifth, aided by sloppiness from Cedarville, and the Raiders win this game by a final score of 12-9. It wasn't pretty. I don't know if I could begin to compute how many runs were unearned in this game. 21 were scored. I bet 14 runs, two-thirds of them, were probably unearned. I'm not sure if God even knows, but it was a significant number. It was not a clean game, listeners. Very sloppy, poorly played. What do we have? Six pitchers throw, and in the end, Rushi emerges victorious 12-9. And Rushi advances on to a regional semifinal next Tuesday at 5 to play the winner of the Newton-Fayetteville-Perry game, 5 o'clock at Cedarville University next Tuesday for Rushi. Weather should be fine. Weather should be okay. We will be on schedule Tuesday, Wednesday for the regional. 12-9, Rushi defeats Cedarville finally. Poorly played game. About 20 hits, 10 each way, I think, but a number of miscues by each club. Rushi's got to play better than this for certain entering the regional. Again, a very young Cedarville club, which returns everybody next year. No seniors on the roster. We'll close out our broadcast in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Welcome back here to Versailles. I'm Jack Kramer on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi has beaten Cedarville by a final count of 12-9. 12-9, the final score. You heard me correctly. Cedarville once led 7-4. Rushi once led 3-0. Rushi scored 8 runs in the 5th inning of this game. And in that frame, I think all that Rushi got in the way of base hits was about 4. 8 runs, 4 hits, at least a couple of Cedarville errors of commission, another one or two of omission, a hit batsman, a walk, a wild pitch scored a run. It might have been the inning in which a balk scored a run. A crazy contest. And it was, as you could tell, as the game progressed, the team that made the fewer defensive mistakes would probably come out on top. That's what happened. Nobody could throw strikes. In fact, the final pitchers on the mound for each side were probably each club's best of the contest. Hudson Pauling for Cedarville and Brody Flippo for Rushi. They probably threw as many first pitch strikes and got ahead in the count as often as anybody else who threw in this game. The starters were Zach Creedon for Cedarville and Cooper Unverfurth for Rushi, and neither one had the command that they had during the season, and each got poked around a little bit. And lo and behold, we had a 21-run scoring game, 20 hits in all. Rushi survives in a poorly played game of both teams and advances on to the regional. In high school baseball, that's all you've got to do is survive. You score runs any which way you can in Division VII high school baseball. And Rushi has scored in a number of different ways in this game to win by 3 runs in the end over Cedarville, which started on the field at the beginning of the game. Did Cedarville, 5 juniors, 2 sophomores, a couple freshmen. That was the opening 9 for Cedarville, not a senior on the roster. Head coach Trevor Creedon will have one heck of a club again next year. Look forward to seeing the Indians right back here again and knocking on the door of a regional berth. Cedarville got to the regional last year, lost to Rushi by a score of 11-0 in the regional championship, and the Raiders get the best of them for the second straight year. A final tally, 12-9 here today. Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, is Barker Insurance, which has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the 2 or 3 most valued agencies in the area. It can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Bar Insurance, and that is for sure. Still waiting on a final score from Fort Loramie. Redskins were locked in a real duel a tussle. It was level, all even, deadlocked at two in the eighth or ninth inning against Tri-County North. I told a lot of people I thought that would be a very good game, and that has been the case. Fayetteville Perry playing Newton down in Xenia. Winner of that game will play Rushi in the second game of two at Cedarville University on Tuesday. Second game of two, the 5 o'clock tilt will feature Rushi against either Fayetteville Perry or Newton. First game, a representative coming down from the Northwest District, more than likely Delta St. John's, would take on the winner of the Fort Loramie Tri-County North game in the first regional semifinal at 2 p.m. next Tuesday at Cedarville University. Hey, that Sydney Frisch's has never left. It's still going strong, very popular on Michigan Avenue west of I-75. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot delicious chili and vegetable soup, and the superb hot fudge cake. And don't forget that Taco Bar, Taco Thursday, 11 to 7. That's Sydney's Frisch's, Route 47 west of I-75. Breakfast bar, 7 to 1 weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 weekends, till 9 weeknights. More popular than ever is the new dinner menu at Frisch's. Spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, great selection and more. Thanks to Frisch's, Route 47, Sydney, west of I-75. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still there in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. And so many thanks to Osgood Bank, longtime sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. A new location about this time a year ago in Rushi. Osgood Bank, locations in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, also in Chickasaw and Osgood. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com. And Locale Equipment, located in Jackson Center. Founding sponsor and originating partner way back in 2006 and 7, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. We appreciate you so much. On the air with us for 21 years. Hard to pick out a couple stars of this game. Looking at the scorebook, Evan Smith, three hits, was only out once in this contest for Rushi. He would be my hitting star for the Raiders. I thought Brody Flippo came on, closed the game out, did a nice job on the bump, the tall lefty for Rushi. Offensively, for the Indians of Cedarville, top of the order, struck the ball really well. Zach Creedon had a couple of hits. Xavier Pauling had three, including an infield base knock. Maddox Rogers, the freshman catcher, had two hits. Some of the highlights of this game. Each team, according to my stats, I think he had 10 hits. Rushi had 10, Cedarville 9. And there were a boatload of errors, that's for sure. Rushi led 3-0 after one. Cedarville got four in the third. Rushi tied it top of the fourth, made it 4-4. Cedarville played it at 3 in the bottom of the fourth to go up 7-4. Rushi was in trouble, but the Raiders batted for a half hour and scored 8 in the top of the fifth to go up 12-7. Cedarville got 2 in the bottom of the fifth. Could have gained more runs in that inning, which was eventually snuffed out. They had men on base when the frame closed. Cedarville did score 2 in the bottom of the fifth to cut the gap from 12-7, 12-9. That's how it ended. Last two innings played pretty quickly. Rushi down in order once in the last two innings, and Cedarville down in order twice. Flippo retired, 8 of the last 9 he faced. Yeah, good job of Brody Flippo down the stretch out of the pen for Rushi. The tall young left-hander, yep, did retire 8 of the last 9 he faced. He certainly was the pitching star in this game. Again, Trevor Creedon, head coach of Cedarville, he's got everybody back next year. We look forward to seeing the Indians in a district final once again in 2027. Another district championship for Rushi. It's 9 or 10, I think, in the 12-year coaching career of Kevin Flippo. It's up there. It may only be 9. It could be 10. I don't have the exact count, but it's off to another regional. And this will be, what, 5 straight regional berths for Rushi? Boy, that's not shabby. Pretty good run here for the Rushi Raiders in baseball. Yet another regional berth. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our upcoming schedule. We've got games for you on Tuesday. First pitch at 2, first pitch at 5, on the air at 1:25, on the air again at 4:30. Regional semifinal at 2 o'clock, featuring the winner of Fort Loramie Tri-County North against more than likely Delta St. John's, coming down from the Northwest District. And then in the second regional semifinal on Tuesday, it's Rushi against the Newton-Fayetteville-Perry winner. That would be the nightcap of two games, a contest at 2 and at 5 from Cedarville University on Tuesday. We'll have the action for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. This game took a good 2 hours and a half plus. Jack Kramer saying good evening to you from here at Versailles. The Rushi Raiders have advanced on to a record now of 15-12 on the year. Raiders at 15-12 on the campaign, having won 7 of their last 10, eventually turning back Cedarville by a count of 12-9. That's 2 years in a row now. Rushi has exited Cedarville from the tourney, beating the Indians 11-0 last year in the regional championship and turning them away 12-9 in this game here tonight. Rushi 12, Cedarville 9. Jack Kramer saying good evening to you from Versailles. Folks are phoning me with a final score from Fort Loramie. I don't have one for you. We'll be signing off. You'll catch the final later. Extra innings, Fort Loramie, Tri-County North from Fort Loramie. Winner advancing on to a regional semifinal next Tuesday at 2 against more than likely Delta St. John's. Rushi against Newton or Newton and Fayetteville Perry, the survivor of that game being played down at Xenia, and we got no score on that. Newton, the one seed, the favorite. Newton playing Fayetteville Perry, winner of that game will take on Rushi at 5 o'clock next Tuesday. Hope you keep all of that straight. We'll have our schedule up on the scoresbroadcast.com website for you in the next several hours. Then we'll close out our baseball season in the next week or two. Will we have somebody advance on to the state Final Four? Well, we'll know by next Wednesday. Regional championship game next Wednesday at 5 from Cedarville University. Congrats to the Rushi Raiders. Another regional berth. 5 straight campaigns. District championship 9 or 10 now for head coach Kevin Flippo at Rushi in his 12-year coaching career as the head man of the Raiders baseball program. 12-9, Rushi victorious over Cedarville. Jack Kramer signing off here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at
osgoodbank.com.
Geyers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyers. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.